All right, welcome back to part two of the Kyle Starks interview. If you somehow made it here before you listened to part one, you're doing it wrong. Please go back and find part one, either on iTunes or on capesandscalespodcast.com. I want to thank Kyle Starks again for being a part of our weekend for the 10th anniversary of the comic book store and just being an all-around awesome guy. So I'm going to plug his stuff one more time for you. Kyle Starks can be found at kylestarks.com. He's on Twitter at TheKyleStarks. His Tumblr is robotmountain.tumblr.com. And his Patreon page is patreon.com/KyleStarks. Make sure you give him a dollar or two. It helps. Also, I want to thank Max from Superliminal Films. He really took a load of work off of me while we were working on this. And I want to plug his stuff. So you can find Max at superliminalfilms.com. His Twitter is at supraliminalflm. So SupraLiminalFlm. They're also at Superliminal PMP for Poor Man's Process, their podcast. And you can check out Memoirs of Macabre, their web series, Superliminal MM. All right, yeah. Let's finish this interview. Enjoy.
Anyway.
So you have a lot of things to be very proud of that you should be proud of and that you've, you know, had some successes in the bag. Some people don't take the time to, like, celebrate and appreciate because they're all, like, on to the next thing.
Is this about my ego? No. All right. So this is an intervention.
Do you take the time to really celebrate and just be happy for what you have? Like, is that a thing? Or do you just keep, like,
no,
on to the next
thing? No. I'm, like I was saying earlier with how lucky, I'm immensely grateful. Like, you know, I'm doing it professionally now. I've been making comics. Like, it's been a really great hobby. Like, it's been a very well-paying hobby. But if, like, you know, the sort of movie thing didn't come along, I wouldn't be where I am now because my job disappeared. Like, I had a 9-to-5 job, like everyone else. It was great. I thought it was going to be my career. They closed the plant down. Just one day, they're like, we're closing this dude up. And it's like, well, either we do what I do, which was a very specialized thing, and we move. Like, we have to leave where we've been our entire lives. Which is, hey, look, Southern Indiana, like, I'm not big of a fucker, like, who gives a shit? But, like, I like it there, and it's kind of garbage, but I'm a kind of a garbage baby boy. I'm, like, I'm a little dumpster daddy. And so, like, I like it there. I didn't really want to move, but also it's like, well, the movie thing's coming in. Rick and Morty was happening. I knew I could do a book and, like, do a Kickstarter. If I had to, I could do so many Kickstarters a year, maybe, and, like, pay for, you know, cover my bills that way. I've been super lucky repeatedly, like I said, and I'm nothing but grateful for it. So, like, well, look, when they're, like, I did an issue of Invader Zim, which was fun. I don't love Invader Zim, but they're like, hey, do you want to do Rick and Morty? It's like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. Like, because it could have been anything else. Like, it could have been Little House on the Fucking Prairie, and I'd be like, okay, fucking, can everyone get eaten by a bear? I don't know how to do this shit. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been something like I don't like and have nothing to do with, but I keep getting really lucky in the instances, like, the thing I can't talk about. It's like I keep getting presented these things, which are things I love. Like, if I have to do something that's not Kyle Starks, like, I keep doing these things I love. I did D-Man for Marvel. I'm like, how fucking lucky am I?
Yeah,
like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, there's no, like, you have to be a real piece of shit to be like, well, fuck, just that's life rolling on by the fucking Kyle Starks winning way, you know? Like, like, no, I mean, like, I'm super lucky and I'm super appreciative. Like, I'm living, and I look, I'm not rich. I sweat my bills right now, which sucks. But, like, I work for myself, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, I see my kids every day, which I didn't before. I see my wife every day, which I didn't before, because I worked, you know, 60 hours a week. And I get to make fucking idiot stories and do podcasts. Like, I get flown to New Jersey to do fucking podcasts where I'm talking about fucking Columbo's dick. Like, it's a fucking fancy boy life I'm living right now, you know?
That's awesome.
Like, yeah, I'm super grateful. I'm super grateful for the life. And I hope I get to do it. I mean, I don't, who knows, on, like, till I guess I die early, like, cramped over a fucking drawing board with no health insurance, or however comic book people die.
Oh, God.
Lots of death in this. You guys, is it usually so deathy stuff? Is it a lot of dead stuff?
This is about right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're on par.
It's real morbid, huh? It's a real morbid. Yeah. Sad boy.
We go there.
We're
we
on par.
We're all real fixated on our mortality today, guys. Just me? I feel like I'm doing it every time.
There's more dick talk than usual, but you know what?
That's true.
Hey, you know what? I'm just like I'm just keeping it 100 like the kids do. Red. I'm just keeping it red 100.
As, like, the youngest one at the table.
Did you get
I'm
that joke?
I'm just going to stare at you. Like, just in questioning of that.
Hold on. Let me call up the emoji on my phone so you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what emoji.
It's a 100, but it's kind of, like, italicized, and it's red.
Yeah, I just...
And I think it means, like, 100% cool.
I think it's like 100% real, but when
yeah, 100% real, cool.
It's just when someone says it, I just stare at them. Yeah. In response, because I got nothing.
What's the hey young person? What's the emoji for a fleek?
Fleek? Oh, it's the fingernails.
I'm sorry?
There's a fingernail one.
Oh shit! I thought that was some BDSM stuff, man. Because I was like in the fuck hut, and I do the one that's a rope, and then the one with the fingernails
On fleek.
What does fleek mean?
It means 100% cool.
Yeah,
keeping it
like
studio audience.
Like a lot of times, like
can the studio audience please throw us something with a definition?
Girls oftentimes will say like, "Oh, my makeup is on fleek," meaning my makeup is at its optimal peak.
I'm gonna tell you the joke.
So these aren't the smartest people in the world.
No, hold on. I'm gonna tell you. I don't think people say that anymore, do they?
What,
do people say fleek anymore?
Ironically,
okay,
it's still there.
Rad.
That's
maybe I just don't get it because I've always been 1,000 on the inside.
All dried up and dusty, rotten, mothy on the inside.
So you're familiar with who I am.
That's a very dry human being.
Think of like the Sahara. Uh-huh. It's very arid.
You put some skin around it.
Right.
Woof. Nightmare stuff happening. Mm-hmm. Yeesh. Like a haunted house on the inside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mothy.
Mm-hmm.
Cobwebs.
Yeah.
Open the door, spiders.
Creaky boards.
Yeah.
Open the door. Every time he pees, just a string of spiders comes shooting out.
That's not supposed to happen.
What's the emoji for that, young person?
There's a squirt gun.
Squirt gun means I'm dead. I'm wet. That's the opposite, because it's wet on the inside, and he's dry on the inside.
You'd put like a squirt gun in like the spider, or like the squirt gun in the skull.
An hourglass, perfect. Yeah, perfect. There we go.
Our audience here, right. Please. We can need our audience to step up over here.
I don't even know how to do the emojis.
What about tackling tough issues? Like, not when I say tough, I guess it depends on the person, but like,
like Mike Tyson. I'd tackle that motherfucker.
Just tackle him down.
How do you feel about his tattoo?
Which one?
The face one.
Face boy. I feel like. Mike Tyson can do whatever the fuck he wants. Like, I'm not going to criticize anything about Mike Tyson. But I'm going to tell you, like, if you're not Mike Tyson and you have a face tattoo, like, you got a lot to live up to. Right?
I have a couple friends with face tattoos, and they...
Are they tears? Because that means they murdered them.
No,
okay.
One of them, he probably doesn't listen to this, but he has a horseshoe tattooed under his eye. Oh. I don't know why.
Does that catch his tears as he cries?
Daughters, it's Kyle again.
It's like, are you listening?
We're talking about face tattoos, my beautiful daughters. Don't.
Do not.
Continue.
Be wary of people.
Where's
in
this
the
person's
hardcore scene?
Mommy.
I don't know. He's a nice guy. He's just got a horseshoe tattooed on his face.
Yeah.
I mean, my tattoo artist also has tattoos on her face, but she's already within
the
business that lets it happen.
I'd like to tackle the tough issue of face tattoos right now.
Just
don't.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't tell your daughter not to date someone with a face tattoo.
I'm trying to solve all the problems at once, so there would be
just,
no more.
Just avoid them entirely.
Mike Tyson's got it. Don't date Mike Tyson. Look, if I'm the guy who's coming, like, hey, listen, folks, don't maybe not have a sexual relationship with Mike Tyson. Like, if you, look, you're already fucked, man, because you're already in that window where you could potentially have a romantic relationship. Like, I can't help you. It's too late. There's Damon Wayans, like, so I'm old. I'm old. And so I was like a relatively full, complete human when Mike Tyson was like destroying everyone. And let's do a Mike Tyson. Hey everyone, let's do a Mike Tyson aside. That sounds like great fucking radio. And Damon Wayans had a joke in his book. He's like, the thing that's so frightening about Mike Tyson is not like he can knock people out with like one punch, which is pretty terrifying, right? But it's like he's stronger than everyone else, and he's faster than everyone else. And if he wanted to rape you, he could. And like, that's how I feel about Brock Lesnar.
Oh yeah.
Like, if Brock Lesnar wanted to do something to me, I couldn't stop that. There's nothing I can do with just my fleshy body to stop that.
That's what I like about my size. It's just by my sheer size, I stand like a 5% chance of Brock Lesnar.
No, I think he'd have his way with you.
Nope. No, you're a fucking Brock Lesnar hole, is what you are. he's using you in all the ways that Minnesota likes to use a man. And there's nothing you can do about it besides just hope, like, he dabs the tears off of your face. I don't have this. This is gross. It got real gross. It got real gross and even sadder and scarier somehow.
And at the end, he just goes, "I'm just a jacked white boy."
then at the end, the pyro goes off, and he's like, world champion. And you're like, oh, world champion.
He does that jog thing, but naked.
Yeah, he's bouncing. Dun, 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 dun. Paul Heyman pops out and starts to, listen, boy.
He's been recording it the whole time.
Yeah.
Holding the camera, that was beating such, up in the that corner. Was
like, I talk about me dying for a long time. And how I don't want my like how I want my daughters to grow up, and I'm gonna tell you that was the most fucked up part of this conversation. And I know I started it, I know it was all me, but I regret the whole fucking thing. All of that was bad stuff, people. Like I don't, that's a tough issue. Don't do what I did. Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. We're all safe. It's a beautiful cloud world. It's like fucking Mario Brothers. We're all just hopping around happy, looking for the mushrooms. So it's good. Let's be happy. Don't think about that.
Don't get raped by Brock Lesnar.
Please, no. Don't, by anybody. By anybody. No, that's awful. Don't do that either, people. That's a tough issue. Is that how we start? How the fuck did I get here?
He brought up tough subjects.
And I'm like, Brock Lesnar's dick in your mouth.
I brought up.
You went to Mike Tyson's face tattoo.
I brought that up. Yeah, face tattoos.
Then to the Damian Wayans joke.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. What
about Tyson raping people?
Sorry, fellas.
And then,
sorry, listeners. I didn't mean it. I goofed. I got real casual. I got real comfortable in this basement with strange things, light alphabet readers, and a very nice table recording setup. It's beautiful. I got a little too comfortable, and my blood sugar is getting low. I'm almost out of coffee. And like, look, I think about Damon Wayans' book a lot. I think about Damon Wayans and The Last Boy Scout a lot.
Good movie.
I just goofed everybody.
Are you gonna watch Are you watching Lethal Weapon?
I tried to watch it. You know, like, hey, let's have someone else play Martin Riggs. Like, nah, let's not do that. It doesn't make any sense. It's like the guy who's playing him has a real Southern accent, and like that's not right. And like, I don't be like, go ahead and remake things. I don't give a shit. You make fucking Riggs, I don't know, like a fucking midget. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit. But for me, it's just like weird. Like, why not just? Why remake it in the first place, and why goof with it? Just leave it alone. Like, why did Hercules? Like, hey, smart boy. Hey, smart young boy.
Yeah.
Why is it like Hercules as a story has existed for fucking forever, right?
Yeah.
And it's pretty commonly agreed, like, that Hercules story is put together pretty good.
Yeah.
It works. It's worked for thousands and thousands of years. So why do they change it every fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, just leave it the fuck alone.
I don't know why I'm answering for remember, like the entire industry.
Hey, smart young boy, do you remember when Baz Luhrmann put guns in Romeo and Juliet?
Oh yeah, the Romeo plus Juliet.
I'm just goofing now.
I've had multiple Shakespeare classes. Yeah. We've no, I know. That's why,
like,
that.
Yeah, and like, I'm just saying, like, it's like, come on, like, let's just
shout out to my boy Mercutio.
Oh wow.
He always gets the short end of the deal.
But if you look at it from a distance, that dude's a winner. That's the guy she should have gone with.
Yeah, yep. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Shakespeare talk. Let's go.
Let's go.
Who's your favorite cat in a Shakespeare play? Go. I mean kitty cat, not human. Yeah. Not like hipster, groovy dude.
I don't know of any cats.
I like the one in The Tempest. Its name was Licky. Fuck this joke. I don't know where it's fucking going.
You were almost there.
And I lost it. I've
got favorite like plays, like favorite characters.
I literally fumbled it on like the fucking end zone line. Like I was like on the one. And there's like no one around me. There's no one near me. I'm like, little Butterfingers. Butterfingers on that joke. Hey, woof. Woof.
So my original question was.
God, we really need this question answered.
No, because like, look, this guy's bringing the question fire.
I'm bringing the fire.
Mm-hmm. All right. Emoji flame question mark. This guy. So, see, I'm good at emojis. I'm doing it.
So when you're thinking about your books and the topics that you're going to write about, and you're in it and you're in your own space, right? And you're writing a book that you want to say, but like, there's bigger issues like gender equality and racial things and LGBT stuff. Like, do you think about any of that stuff as you're writing your book?
Or does it not come out? Like, look, like, you know, Sex Cat, like, what's people are like, what's Sex Cat about? I'm like, oh, it's my homage to an 80s action movie. It's about the world's former assassin turned ex-con, turned ex-secret service guy. He's just trying to get back to normal life. But, you know, here's what Sex Castle is about. It's about parental responsibility and like personal decision making. That's what that book's about. Mm-hmm. Because it's less about how Shane Sexcastle kicks a lot of butt, which is great. It's more about how people become supervillains based on the decisions that they make in their life and how their parents influence them to make those decisions. Kill Them All, which is a reverse Die Hard. It's three dudes fighting their way through a bunch of bad guys, is also about sort of like the emotional response to losing your like losing your job and therefore your identity. So it's a lot about like how our occupations define us, because I was losing my job. Hey, what? Going through the same thing. The hobo book is you know, it's a, what's it about? It's about hobos fighting fucking hobo. Like, but no, but what it's really about is like what a person would be willing to do for their family, and like, is there a life after death? Like, which is something that comes up a lot now. It's, until I had children, I never, like, one day I'll die. Who gives a fuck? Like, it'll be cool. Like, let's party until we're dead. Like, who? I don't know what's coming. But now it's like I have kids and I was diabetic and I think about mortality a lot, and I think about sort of like the after effects. So like my hobo book is, it was all about friends. Like, I'm trying to make friends, like, because like now I'm old and I can't go drinking, and like my social structure is like, it's like how you form these relationships and how they maintain stability, but also like what lengths you'll go to, because I think that's really interesting, what like a father will do for his family, because that's what I am, obviously. Yeah. Like, ha ha ha, fucking rape jokes, oh my god. Baby girls, I'm so sorry, don't ever listen to this podcast. Like, I feel so shitty about that now. Anyway, too late, I goofed it. But it's like, yeah, that's like, you know, that's the thing. Like that yeah. I don't want to just tell a story about people fighting each other, which is fine, and I'm good at that. But I want there to be something more. And I think in my stuff, at least I hope, it's like, oh, this is a really funny book about people kicking each other. But gosh, it feels like there's something more happening here. Right. That's what I want. I want to be like, it feels like there's something else going on here. And then it adds another element to it, because I think that's important. It makes them full rather than just like sort of an amusing sort of jaunt, you know? I try to think about it a lot. I don't think, again, like, look at how I've behaved this evening. All right.
Amazingly,
like,
just look
at this stupid garbage baby making the worst, like, just being a fucking asshole. Like, I'm not the guy you want, like, doing a very special episode on anything besides, like, I don't know, like, responsibility for your own actions. Like, maybe that's one. Like, but I think like, look, there's a fun story and it's a fun story, but I think there's also like an element of like, I want to speak on a thing rather than just sort of, I want to do both at the same time if I can.
Yeah.
And I've been super like, Legend of Ricky Thunder is about a pro wrestler. Have you read Legend of Ricky Thunder?
No.
It's on the internet, kylestarks.com. You can read it for free. Oh, you got it though. You backed the Kickstarter, right?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll throw one in for you. Because I've talked over you like all this whole time, like a dick, like a fucking dick. I feel like I owe you something now. So Legend of Ricky Thunder is about a pro wrestler who just finds out that wrestling isn't real. And so like his entire sort of reality like crumbles because he has believed he has been winning matches.
Wow.
And so at the point where he's at his lowest point, have you read it?
No, I have not.
At the point where he's at his absolute lowest point where he just found out like everything he thought to this point was a lie. Aliens invade the Earth and he has on the world champion belt. So he gets to defend the Earth as the world champion, right? But what that book's really about is never giving up. Like, that's what that book is really about. It's about don't ever give up. Like, do the thing. Like, even when they don't seem like they're real things, you should never give up. Like, ta-da. Okay.
I haven't read this, but I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Like, how did he not during his training don't actually punch somebody in the face?
Okay, so here's – okay, so I do it in one panel where he's thinking, because it's like – they're like, dude, you know it's not real. And he thinks back to two moments in his wrestling career. And one is the booker going, all right – tonight, so-and-so goes over Thomas, and Pink Lady beats the Greasers, and Ricky Thunder wins the world championship belt. And Ricky goes, hell yeah, he does. All right? That's number one. number two is someone punching at him, but whiffing, and it's like a whiff. And Ricky Thunder thinks, these guys can't punch worth a shit. Which means, like, he's fucking bullying the shit out of everyone. And, you know, they hate this guy because he's just, like, roughing them up every match because he doesn't understand you're not supposed to hit people. So
he's the JBL of this universe.
He's literally, except for he's likable.
Okay.
And he can say Michael.
Magel?
No, Michael.
Magel.
Michael.
Magel.
Michael.
Michael.
Ghost boy? Was that an answer?
Yeah, no, all right. That was great.
Yeah, so I like to put something else. I like there to be a little bit more. And that's it. When I'm thinking of the stories, it's like, like, oh, I want to do a mystery, but it's like, I don't want to do a mystery. That mystery is going to be about something else. Are we going long? Are we going long, fellas?
No, it's fine.
All right.
Yeah. These tangents have been great.
Yeah. And I think that was a great answer because
so much trouble.
People can read a book. Like, they might read your book and like, oh, he's just trying to throw in some life lessons. But no, really, like, this is the great part about podcasts is that you can tell us like, no, really, I actually intended to do that.
Yeah,
it wasn't just something I threw in there just because.
No. I've been saying all weekend, like it's real dumb, fighty stuff. but I don't. Nothing I do is incidental. There's nothing that's just in there. If it's a joke, there's there for a everything there. Everything is fully structured. I'm not just I've killed a lot of bits because they just didn't fit. I have a really good joke, but it just doesn't work because it's just a joke.
Right.
Like it doesn't forward the story in any way. And like, look, jokes are funny, ha ha. There's a lot of that, but also like, you know, like in Sex Castle, there's a bit where he's fighting the Van Damme brothers, and it's just like he kisses him in the nut. And he's like, oh fuck you, you know what I mean? Like, oh, are you okay? All right, well, fuck you. Like, look, that just like that's character development, baby. Like, that's a good joke, but that's character development. So like, everything's sort of, you know, everything I do is not incidental. Everything, things in the background are not incidental. Mm-hmm. And I like to keep it that way. You get busy on beers, you have to kind of get less you can put in until you reach the point where you know you don't need money. So. That's a weird bit too. Blood sugar's real low, folks.
Would you like a soda?
Can someone get me a soda, please?
Studio audience is taking care of that.
Can someone get me a new car? Studio, can someone get me a nice ring?
The concierge service only goes so far.
Yeah. No, we stop at soda.
Coke Zero.
Yeah, we'll go up the steps.
All right.
If you want chips, that can also be arranged.
I just readjusted my headphones and I can hear you guys all hearing.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Have you not been hearing?
It's
us
like
this whole
we've
time?
Met just for the first time.
It's much clearer now. Comic book stuff.
So, is there
soda boys? So, I thought it was right behind me. here it comes.
Here we go.
Thank you, studio audience. Did she shake it? I'm gonna open it. That was me farting. It's got a sticker on it that says paid, thank you. Like someone was snaggling, like we've had a real issue, guys.
They didn't put it in a bag.
Okay, all right. People have been snaggling soda, so make sure you put that sticker on it. If I see any soda outside the store without a paid thank you sticker, there's gonna be fucking hell to pay. And when I say hell, I mean me with a mop and I'm getting that fucker who stole that soda. What does that name tag say? Juan? No, it says hell to pay. Thank you, studio audience, for the soda. Aww.
You had a question?
So I was just going to ask if there was any character from like one of the big two franchises would you ever want to write?
I'd love to do D-Man. I already did a D-Man short. I have a real affinity for that character. I feel like I mean that's right. Like who are my favorite boys? I love Hank Pym because he's such a fuck up. I like anyone who's like as real as a superhero can be. So like D-Man tries so hard, but he's just for shit at it, right? And Hank Pym's kind of the same way. Like Hank Pym's like what the third smartest guy in the entire universe, but he fucks up every day. Like that, like Hank Pym's the motherfucker that burns popcorn in the fucking break room, and you're like fucking Hank in that popcorn. Gotta get him off that diet. Motherfucker doesn't know. It's just, don't put 2 minutes. Put a minute 45. What the fuck, Hank?
Never click the popcorn button.
Yeah, don't, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like Hank wants so badly to be this thing, but he just continuously makes it worse and worse and worse. And I can relate to that on a human level. Who else do I really like? Martian Manhunter? Like, that, look at that guy. That guy's, like, that lonely fucking life. You know, like, there's, like, so many interesting things about that character. But again, it's like that's a guy who just likes Oreos. At the end of the day, that dude just wants.
And he's like one of the most powerful beings in the universe.
He literally, that guy plays second fiddle to everyone.
Right.
And like, you know, he knows it. You know, he's got to be like, yeah, all right, yeah, fuck you, Clark. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that dude. Fuck that dude. And you know, are you okay over there, John? Oh yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Fucking punch out. DC bad guy. I don't know their names. Don't give me a DC book, I guess. Deathstroke. I got one. Sinestro. I got two. Dumbo. Oh, fuck.
That's back to Marvel.
Peter. No, not Peter Pan. That's someone else.
Darkseid.
Damn it.
Wait, did
oh,
you,
that's him.
Did you just get Peter Pan and Darkseid confused?
There's similarities. Who else are like? I mean, big two stuff. Like, you know what? Like, my dream book, which is funny because it's coming out now, and it's also coming out. Like, Zach Gorman was the first writer on Rick and Morty. Zach Gorman's brilliant. Like, he's so fucking good. Zach Gorman's amazing. Mwah, mwah, mwah. That's my Italian chef. That's the noise they make when they put their hands in their mouth and then extend it. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I did it real quick, though, if you didn't say it with me. Like, the GLA book, the Great Lakes Avenger book, is about to come out. That was always like, if I could have done any book and until the last 12 months, like, that's not a real thing. You know what I mean? Like, is that like now I'm theoretically in a place where like I could probably do a book, maybe under the right circumstances. But before, like, oh, if I could do any Marvel book, period, it would have been Great Lakes Avengers for sure. And now it's like a D-Man. I'm really into D-Man. I like Nomad. I like Jackman or Nomad because it's basically Lorenzo Lamas Desperado, but with a baby on his back. And that's fucking awesome because that dude literally fights crime with a baby on his back, dressed like Bucky Barnes.
Yeah.
So that's a good bit. DC. I don't have any DC things.
Oh, Wild Dog.
Wild Dog. I could, yeah. Like anything that's sort of a street level sort of shoot 'em boy, like I'm kind of into.
Seems like you could do like Punisher fairly well then.
Punisher's so fucking serious. Can you imagine me doing Punisher? He'd have to have
a cartoonish amount.
He'd have to have some dopey little sidekick to be like, hey, Frank, have you ever watched Columbo before? Let me ask you a question. What do you think his penis looks like, Frank? He'd be like, shut up, kid. You know, he's just like shooting that. He'd shoot that guy. He'd have to come back.
This is one of like Deadpool then.
Yeah, no, I feel like right? Like, is there fightins and jokins? All right, put Carl Starks on it. He does fightins and jokins.
Did you just call yourself Carl Starks?
Kyle Starksons. Carl. That was my pen name for when I wrote them sexy boy books. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else you guys got? Let me ask you guys a question.
All right.
What's your favorite birthday story? What was your best birthday? Tim, what was your best birthday? What was your favorite birthday present?
Probably Super Mario 3.
Super Mario 3.
Wow. Oh yeah.
Young smart that. Boy, what was your favorite birthday, boy?
So I turned 21 and we went to a bowling alley and drank pitchers of beer and bowled all night.
What did you bowl? What was your number? What was your number that day on the game? The game number?
Anywhere from like a 130 to 150.
That's pretty good.
I was in a bowling league for a couple of years.
Cliff, what was the best birthday for your Sahara haunted house insides? For your sad, dried up insides.
The year 666 was a good year.
The year water finally entered the canyon and plants began to grow.
You're close. Actually, for my 13th birthday, I had a paintball party.
Ping pong party sounds dope.
Paintball.
Oh.
Not as dope.
No, it sounds doper.
It is. Same size ball, more pain.
Yeah. Comes faster.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
What? Your best birthday boy day?
When I celebrated it by myself, because...
This is the saddest podcast of all time.
No, but here's the deal. My birthday is like basically Thanksgiving. So it's the worst possible day.
Because you have to share it with food.
And yes.
Okay. Because that turkey's outshining you.
And they're not putting candles on the turkey. So I just,
You guys all know what you need, right? You guys all heard this? Mm-hmm. All right. You know what you need to do for Thanksgiving this year? We're all going to put a candle on that boy. Stick that candle hard inside that turkey.
Couldn't we put it in the pumpkin pie like later on?
No, we got to jam it into the turkey.
No, I feel like we've already made it. We've committed. It's going in the turkey. Yeah. Don't listen. I know what you're going to. Oh, stick it in the turkey's butt. Don't stick it in the turkey. Show some respect for this man. He's got only lonely birthdays. Stick it in the top. Let it fucking shine like the American goddamn flag. What? So what did you do on your birthday by yourself?
I went to Mexico and
hold on. Did you plan this or were you just like fuck it, I'm going to Mexico?
I was living there for a year for grad school.
Well, you didn't go there, you were already there. All right, fair enough. Details.
And I was on the rooftop at a bar and it's a bunch of people saying happy birthday in Spanish.
How does that go?
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah, but it was more like a local, like Mexican birthday song.
Feliz Navidad.
Is that
it?
It's Christmas.
Oh, sorry. I don't speak that language.
I just
Portuguese.
Went over,
Portuguese.
Just went over birthdays the other day, so I feel accomplished.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That was a good question.
Your favorite birthday?
Yeah.
I'm ageless and eternal, so I don't have birthdays.
You don't recognize the passage of time?
There's no point anymore.
So are you more dead and dried up on the inside than me? Mm. Or are we on like...
I'm super wet inside, brother. I'm going to tell you what I am. I am... And my tattoo says it. Can you see my tattoo?
Yeah.
It says moist as hell.
It's coming back to the tattoos.
What was the tattoo? I've already forgotten.
The face tattoo? That's what started.
So look, if you're going to get a face tattoo, don't. See what I don't.
No children.
Don't do it.
No.
Jeez Louise.
If we've learned anything from this podcast, it's...
No face tattoos.
Face tattoos.
Avoid Mike Tyson and Brock Lesnar by all... Stay miles away. Miles away. Don't tattoo your face. Also, buy Sex Castle.
Right.
Buy
katanas or swords.
Uh-huh. Buy anything by Kyle Starks.
Except for the porn
stuff. Because of his poor children.
Except for the porn stuff, right?
If you can find the porn stuff, buy that too. But don't tell anyone. Don't tell my wife. In the fuck hut. What was that? I said the, I'm not going to say it again. She might listen to it. I never know if she listens to this shit. Hopefully he does. Cause look, I'm going to tell you right now. My wife's never listened to me talk for an hour in a row. Like, she's cashed out like 20 minutes. So I think I'm safe at this point. But, like, I love my wife with all my heart, and I know I'm just, like, a fucking embarrassing burden that she must carry around.
Well, we can title this Fuck Hut.
So she'll get the point.
please. Like, Hobo Dick, because she loves it when I put, like, a real nasty name on shit. She loves it. Mike Tyson's Fuck Hut, episode 391. Thanks, everybody. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Do you guys have outro music?
No.
Dun-dun. All right, never mind. All right. I'm not going to do it.
We do now.
It's short.
Yep, it's a jingle, really.
All right, I didn't know if you were going to come back with some office jokes on that one. Because I said short, see?
That's what she said.
Oh, there we go. All right, there. All right, good.
That's what she said.
Man, I can't wait. You know, like, it's like the spit take. You guys know the spit. Like, I can't wait till I'm like 75 and like my kids are like, that's what she said, Grandpa. And I'm like, oh, I remember when that came around. Boy, some jokes are just classics, huh?
It was the summer of 05.
They're just fucking classics. Or when did The Office start? That was the year. Solved it. Mystery solved. Unsolved mysteries. When do people start saying that? Then. I did it. See?
Mm-hmm. So next month is the big Halloween.
I swear to God, I just hope this turns into a Dead of Winter conversation.
Oh, it should.
All right.
It should.
Can we just start playing that now?
I'm not... Please. Can we record that? Let's set her up. I'm not a big fan of dressing up, mostly because when you're eternal and never ending like myself, clothing and aesthetics and sort of illusions of other people, it doesn't have any value to me.
So the whole mortality thing was just a farce?
No, I can die. I just haven't... I haven't yet.
Okay.
As far as you know, you're immortal.
I've been... Look...
Up until this point.
If you cut me, do I bleed?
We can try.
No, I bleed like crazy. Like a fucking, like anemic bleeding. It's fucking scary. But it's been going on for a millennia now. You know? Just been bleeding for years. For centuries. I'm not a big Halloween guy. You know, I have kids. So, like, last year was dope. My little girl, my little tiny precious baby, my most sweetest baby. Not necessarily my favorite. That's for them to decide. It's not for you guys to decide. But, she wanted to be Galactus, so I homemade a Galactus I made her out of a cereal box, because if I can't make it out of a cereal box, you ain't getting it. So we made like a whole Galactus thing, and she'd go door to door and be like, ding dong, trick or treat, and like, oh, hey, little girl, what are you? And she's like, Galactus, eater of worlds. Over and over, eater of worlds. And I loved it, especially when they had costume day at that private Lutheran school, because there's nothing better than, you know, false gods at the Lutheran school.
Wait, do they even do a Halloween?
I'm going to tell you, it's fucking great. I'm like, this isn't even a fucking joke. So this year, let me back it up. So they go to a Lutheran school. I'm not going to say what it is. There's only one in my town. Whoops. But then I listen to shit either. But my one day last year, this goes on, like, they will dress up at school. Are you guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
So the punchline is, they will dress up like school. Okay. And last year... I'm picking my hey girls, how was school today? Like, hooray, we had fucking pizza. Okay, cool, whatever, fuck. Like, the youngest one was like, I didn't bite anyone today. Like, congratulations, Jama. And my oldest is like, she has daddy. And I'm like, yeah, dinosaurs are real, right? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, presently? I mean, they're dead, but yes. And she's like, well, the teacher said that dinosaurs never, never existed. And I was like, well, now, this is a very important time in a daddy and a daughter's life. It's where we talk about fucking bullshit. Because that's fucking bullshit. So my girls are going to be dinosaurs this year, and we're really stoked about that.
Wow. That's the most passive-aggressive response to that.
They asked to be dinosaurs, but it's like, you know what? Take that, Miss Cordy.
So instead of going to administration or anything.
It's a hey, I'm a little concerned that if there's religious school, that person's a little extra religious. They're gonna be like, "Yep, love it." And I'm like, "Okay, well, I didn't win that battle." Just like every other person, you know, in history.
I have no reply to this.
What if I wanted to do Kyle Starks for Halloween? What would that look like?
You get a fucking plaid shirt. Step one, collared plaid shirt. Step two, grow a beard. Step two, get glasses. Step three, put boy at the end of almost every word.
Okay.
Let's go get some dinner boy at the restaurant boy. And then offend at least one person.
Okay.
All incidentally, then apologize for it. And move your arms a lot when you talk. I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Okay, I could do that.
Yeah. It seems like you use boy like a lot of people use the word John.
Like a sex thing?
That's no.
Yeah, what's John?
John?
Yes,
John?
It is.
Yeah. That's a Philadelphia thing. I don't know. I use it in here all the time.
I've never heard that before unless you were talking to the sex employees. They say John pretty often.
No, John.
As in,
J-A-W-N.
Hey, John, give me the money.
J-A-W-N.
J-A-W-N?
Yeah.
Like, we just sit around John?
Kind of, but you use it as just like a noun holder.
This seems
like
fictitious.
Like how you say boy all the time. You just replace
it. This seems like a fictitious boy to me is what I'm saying.
All right, so I got a question from the audience.
Oh, did they throw a napkin again? I missed it.
They threw a phone.
Oh. Woof.
What films would you recommend aspiring writers to watch to improve as a writer and why?
Have those people read my books?
Darkman. Yes.
Darkman. Darkman's pretty fucking good. I say earlier, the weird thing about Darkman is like Liam Neeson's doing like proto Chris Nolan Batman voice, like, I gotta make a fake face. Like, what? And then what? I gotta save. I don't know. I don't know, man. That's tough. Like I said, I love Hitchcock. I think Hitchcock is an expert in storytelling. You know, any of you guys, just go down the list, right? I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not smart enough to answer it. Sorry. Womp womp. Sad trombone. Real disappointing. I love Hitchcock. I love Wes Anderson. Who else am I crazy about? I don't know. Here's the thing. Here's the way. So when I make my comics, there's a lot of talking heads because in life there's talking heads, and in anything there's people talking. Like conversation is like that's the majority of our lives. Like, did you jump kick anyone today? I didn't know it. Okay. So like there wasn't like a great fight sequence that like, you know, elevated your story to like dramatic purposes. So like it's a lot of talking. So like I always think like, so I, whenever people are talking on film, I always pay a lot of attention to it because it's always kind of like this, right? I'm doing it with my hands. You guys can't see. Sorry. That's a secret only for the people here. So it's like, I think about like, that's the thing when I watch a movie is like, is that a well staged scene and why? And can I use that for my own purposes? Because that's all comics are anyway. It's just these scene-by-scene short slot. That's not English. Scene-by-scene. You know what I mean? Like, they're scene-by-scene. But the difference between movies is, like, you know, it's that edit, right? Otherwise, like, this is someone talking. This is me talking, blah, blah, blah. And now Tim's going to talk. And that's a panel change, right? Mm-hmm. So whenever I watch movies, that's always what I'm thinking about. It's like, how does this – what's the correspondence? And how does this work for the framing, for a panel? And then for the bigger things, obviously, like, not everything's whatever the width ratio of film is. I'd say shockingly, like action movie fight choreography has been a big influence, but not like big dramatic moments. It's always sort of like the talky head, sort of like human moments that I've always sort of really taken from film, and punching, a lot of punching. I'm not smart enough. I like Hitchcock. Everyone likes Hitchcock. I mean, like, he's Hitchcock. Like, that's some classic shit. He has people crawling up Mount Rushmore in one of his movies. They come out of his nose. That's fucking genius, son. That's genius.
All right, guys. Well, I guess we'll start wrapping
I'm so glad, because I have to pee so bad. I drank so much coffee, and I drank so much Coke Zero, like an excessive amount. So much.
After these 7 questions, we'll just wrap.
My insides are as thickly moist and just like oversaturated and hydrated, like the exact opposite of Cliff's insides. Like, I am as wet as he is dry, which by the way was also the name of my autobiography in high school. That's what it was. I'm as wet as you are dry by Kyle Starks, the Kyle Starks story.
That's like the perfect place to end.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you for coming out, flying all the way out here to be our guest this weekend. And where should everybody find you?
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at the Kyle Starks, or the Kyle Starks, depending on how pretentious I want to be or you want to be at that moment. That's probably the best place. I have a Tumblr. It's whatmymountain.tumblr.com. I have a website that I've not updated in 10 years, so that might be fun for you. That's kylestarks.com. I'm at the Kyle Starks everywhere, so that's the best place to find me. Instagram, Facebook, etc.
Patreon.
Oh, yeah, Patreon, which is just Kyle Starks. Don't goof that. Don't give. If there's something to the Kyle Starks, don't. It's patreon.com/.
Stolen already, just in case.
That dude just took $5. At Kyle Starks. Hey, / Kyle Starks. Yeah. Go to Patreon and give me money. Just because it's nice. Haven't I earned it? Jesus Christ, I'm working, guys. Oh, my gosh. Fuck, do you guys have a Patreon? Does this thing have a Patreon?
No, not
yet. Come on, guys.
Working on it.
Yeah, get that Patreon going. And then give me a dollar. Give me a dollar. Ooh. Ooh. What's that? Give that boy a dollar. That's me. Thank you. Yeah, at the Kyle Starks on Twitter. And then you'll find all the other stuff.
And then you can give him a dollar.
Patreon's different, but there's a link on my... Give me a dollar.
You have a Venmo?
A Venmo?
A Venmo.
Vending motive.
V-E-N-M-O.
Vending machine.
It's just vehicle, easier way to send you money.
Vehicle inspection number modus op. What is a Venmo? I have a PayPal.
Venmo.
Venmo.
It's like PayPal, but it's like the Michael? New thing.
No, I don't know that boy.
I would just recommend setting one up so people will send you. It just started going viral because a kid ESPN like posted his like Venmo number and was like, "Send me money for beer," and he made thousands of dollars off of it.
Hmm. Send me money for beer. I can't drink that beer, but I'll make a good use of it. It's probably I don't have one, but let's just go ahead and assume it's at the Kyle Starks. Everything else is except for my Patreon. Fuck! I didn't really think that one thing out, huh? Life moves quick, man. You know.
All right, let's play some Dead of Winter.
All right.
Shit, yeah, get Sparky out. Let's get that Sparky boy on the fucking table.
All right, well, thank you for listening. And, of course, we are at CapesAndScowlsPodcast.com. Find us on iTunes. There's clapping.
Is that a first? Say it's a first.
It is a first.
Find the special boy. All right.
Good night, people.
Thank you for listening to that interview. And thank you, Kyle Starks, again for coming out. If there's anyone you'd like to see us try to interview somewhere down the line, let us know. And, as always, thank you for listening.